Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Four Oaks in Fall Branch, Tennessee. KFKSport.com presents Do You Want to Be a Wrestler Kid Radio with your host, Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion and Cauliflower Alley Club honoree, Bojang.
Welcome back to another edition of Do You Want to Be a Wrestler Kid? Bo James here, coming from a snow and ice-covered Fall Branch, Tennessee. After a few weeks' absence, I want to jump right into the program today because I got a lot of stuff I want to share with you here on this episode. As we're only a couple of weeks away from Misty and I making our annual trip to Mobile, Alabama for the Gulf Coast Wrestlers Reunion. It's one of the biggest gatherings in the country of people involved in the sport and profession of professional wrestling. The reunion is closed to the public. You have to be involved in professional wrestling to get in the doors. This coming March will mark the 25th anniversary of the Gulf Coast Reunion. Lee Fields and his family got the reunion started back in 1991, and after Lee passed away, a man stepped up and took over by the name of Cowboy Bob Kelly. Now, if you live outside of the Gulf Coast territory, you're probably not familiar with Bob Kelly, but I want to tell you this right away. The man was a star. He drew crowds everywhere he went along the Gulf Coast for Lee Fields' Gulf Coast territory, but he didn't have any of it handed to him. He had to work hard for it, and he had to work hard to get that top position of being the main attraction in the area. With humble beginnings, he rose to be a legend in that part of the country. He is to the Gulf Coast area what Johnny Weaver was to the Carolinas, what Whitey Caldwell was here to East Tennessee, what Jackie Fargo was to Nick Goulas' area. And thanks to my dear friend Bobby Simmons, who sent me these interviews that he did about 11 years ago for a documentary that they had started to do on Bob Kelly. It was never finished. I want to share them here today because I wanted to shine a spotlight on Bob Kelly and all the work that he did, not only for the Gulf Coast Wrestlers Reunion, but the Gulf Coast Territory and the body of work that he put together down there in that part of the country. So I want to start off the program with playing some of these interviews that Bobby did a few years ago, and I want you to hear the praise from some people that knew Bob Kelly really well, shared a ring with him. Some of them went to the matches as a fan and were inspired to become professional wrestlers because of Bob Kelly, and men that worked under Bob Kelly when he was the booker of the territory.
I have wrestlers from all over the United States here reminiscing about the great old times, and I'm here with former NWA World Junior Heavyweight Champion Danny Hodge, former great Olympic wrestler and just a fine all-around gentleman. And Danny, we're kind of reminiscing a little bit about the great career of Cowboy Bob Kelly, and would like to kind of get your thoughts on him as a wrestler and also as a human being.
Bob was a tremendous wrestler here in the Gulf Coast area, and I've had a chance to wrestle him back in the 50s, 60s. You know, it was a great thrill to come down here for Lee Fields and wrestle in this area. And of course, Bob is a great musician and a great Christian young man. And, you know, what can I say? This is one of the greatest reunions that you'll go anywhere in the world right here.
Bob Kelly is the president of our Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion. He took over after the untimely death of Lee Fields, a great promoter from here in Mobile. And Danny, you had the chance to wrestle here many times and no doubt defend your title many times.
I defend my title here and the fans were so super and so great. And, you know, I was lucky to get out of here with my belt because we had such great athletes down here in the Gulf Coast area. And what a thrill it was to be here with all the fans and be here once again and hope to see you.
Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion, the 14th annual. We're sorry it's closed to the public. It's just for the wrestlers and the referees and the promoters. But we're having a great time here, and we're just kind of reminiscing a little about Cowboy Bob Kelly. Danny, thank you for joining us. We're here at the 14th annual Gulf Coast Wrestlers Reunion, and it's my pleasure to be joined by a great manager from this area, Mr. Percy Pringle, known to some of you fans better as Paul Bearer, and known to me as my friend Bill Moody. Bill, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here, especially for this reason.
Yes, we're talking about our friend and our colleague, and just a great all-around guy, Bob Kelly. And I've asked Bill to join me, and just I'm just going to kind of sidestep here and let him go a little bit and tell you about his friend Bob Kelly.
Well, what you got to understand is that I was born and raised here in Mobile. Mobile is my home. I can bury my big behind right here in Mobile, Alabama. And I cut my teeth on Gulf Coast Wrestling. So it's so special for me now to be a part of the annual Gulf Coast Wrestlers reunion. And especially my friend, that is now my hero, Cowboy Bob Kelly, without a doubt. Because I can tell you how many... I know I've sat on front row for 7 years at the Mobile Municipal Auditorium. And before that, Fort Whiting, before that, you know. I just went to wrestling, you know, all my life, really. And Bob Kelly was always a big part of it. And I learned a lot from sitting there. All the stuff, you know, my 30-year career that I've done in world class with Von Erichs in Texas. And then I've been with the WWF now for almost 14 years. And I learned all this stuff here, from, not only from sitting at ringside watching the likes of my friend Bob Kelly, but now that I'm with the Gulf Coast Wrestling Union, he's a hero that's become my friend. Which you can understand what that's all about. He's a fantastic guy. I love him to death, and I haven't seen his lovely wife Chris. And I don't want to get emotional or anything, but I don't know what else to say. He's just a great guy. I think as far as his wrestling goes, and he was a booker for Gulf Coast Wrestling for a long time. A lot of people didn't know that then. I mean, I was one of the biggest Gulf Coast fans there ever was, and I never realized that Bob Kelly was the booker. Never did. Never had a clue. He was so good at what he did that people didn't know he was a man. And he's a man, he's still the man.
Yes, he is.
And I learned a lot from him, and I think he was way before his time. I think that Vince McMahon could use that mind on that cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I really do. And he still got that mind. Maybe he's still got time.
Maybe he's there.
Cowboy, you want to come to New York?
I think me and Bill share something in common. We were both fans before we got into business, and something he said, and I just want to elaborate a little. Guys like Bob Kelly, and I could go down the list, they're not only our friends, they were our heroes. And some kids grow up wanting to be a New York Yankee, some want to be a Boston Red Sox player. I always wanted to be in the wrestling business, and we're the luckiest people alive.
Absolutely. It's just, to have a hero that becomes your friend has got to be one of the biggest blessings you can ever have, and especially in the sport that we love, professional wrestling.
Yes, it is. Thanks for joining us here from the Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion, and thank you. We're at the 14th Annual Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion, and we're taking a trip down memory lane, if you will, about the life and times of Cowboy Bob Kelly. Joining me is Curtis Smith, and Curtis wrestled here for many years and had many different identities while he was here, but Curtis, a great wrestler in his own right. And Curtis, wondered if you could just share a few thoughts about Cowboy Bob Kelly and how tough he was.
Well, I came down here in 1969 and as the Blue Yankees, and Benny Spears and I were the very first ones to come in here. And Bob Kelly, we mostly had the Mississippi side wrestling together. And Bob Kelly was one of the best wrestlers that I could say around here in this area. And we had put a lot of emphasis on the Blue Yankees, and we were the top-notch professional group here. And Bob Kelly was one of the finest guys that I ever got to meet. And I'll tell you what, it was an honor to work with Kelly like I did all these years, that I could go back, and we've had some good professional matches, and I would say Kelly was one of the top pros that I've ever worked with.
I've talked with Bob many times, and Bob has shared with me about how tough an opponent Curtis was. Curtis, how tough was this guy in the ring? I know when the cowboy hat came off, he was a pretty tough gentleman.
Well, if you were to fight, he would fight. If you were to wrestle, he'd wrestle. And it was just up to you, whatever you wanted to do. And he'd get right down on the mat, and he would get right down and get in there with you. Whatever you wanted to do. Make it light on yourself or whatever. He could, like I said, he would fight you or he would wrestle you, and he could do both of them.
Bob Kelly carried the championship. He was the champion here many times and had a great career here, and this was one of the toughest opponents he was ever in a ring with. Thank you for joining us, Curtis.
Thank you.
Now, This is Bobby Simmons at the 14th Annual Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion, and I've asked Michael Norris to join me here. Michael is from Pensacola, Florida, and a lot of you fans might not recognize Michael as a wrestler, but Michael grew up in Pensacola, and he grew up, like I did, to wanting to be in the wrestling business and was fortunate enough to be trained and got into the ring finally. But the reason I've asked Michael to join me is when he was growing up like me, he was a fan, and his hero was Cowboy Bob Kelly.
Absolutely.
I just asked him to share a little bit or a few of his memories about the Cowboy Bob Kelly.
Being growing up, Bobby, one of my first heroes that I can remember was Roy Rogers. Used to watch, and I know you're a Western fan too. Growing up watching Roy Rogers and all that, I finally got to meet Roy Rogers one time in 1965-66, and all I saw was an old man in a cowboy hat. He wasn't Roy Rogers to me. I moved to Mobile, Alabama in 1970, and one Saturday night I was flipping through and saw Cowboy Bob Kelly on TV. Well, there was Roy Rogers to me. And the more I watched, the more like, you know, a cowboy hero should be is what Bob Kelly was. He was a working man's hero. He was, you know, everybody could identify him if he wanted to wrestle. You know, you wanted to wrestle with him, he could wrestle. If you wanted to fight, he could fight. And watching him work with guys like the Big Blue Yankee, Donnie Fargo, the Wrestling Pro, just was absolutely my hero. And I got to be fortunate enough, I grew up, got in the business, and got to know Bob Kelly as a personal friend. So that is a dream come true for me.
As I've said before, we're fortunate enough that these guys not only were our heroes when we were growing up watching them, but they are our friends. And we're just glad that we're able to be a little bit of a part of this tribute to Cowboy Bob Kelly. Michael, thanks for joining me. And
thank you.
From the Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion, we thank you for joining us. And I'm here with Les Thatcher, and we're kind of taking a trip down memory lane about the life and times of Cowboy Bob Kelly. And Les understands you had a few run-ins with him and a few matches along the way.
Yeah, Bobby, is he still alive?
Well, I think so.
I'm kidding, Bob Kelly, if you're wise. Yeah, you know, I've known Bobby. The first time Roger Kirby and I came to the Gulf Coast to wrestle in 1966 is when I actually first met Bob in the capacity of a wrestler. And yet Bob used to buy tickets in Louisville, Kentucky to watch Kirby and I both wrestle there. But Bobby came down here, a relatively green wrestler, doing the business, and fit right in with the Gulf Coast situation and became a legend here. I mean, he in some capacity or another, was involved in the promotion, in the matchmaking, worked as a top wrestler. I came back here in 67 for a brief time. He and I were tag team partners in some matches. So, I mean, when you talk about Gulf Coast wrestling, you talk about Bob Kelly.
Right. Bob Kelly was a great competitor in his day, but Bob is now president of our Gulf Coast Wrestlers Reunion. And Les will be a little modest sometimes, but Les was a tough wrestler in his own right, and I'm kind of glad that Bob's on our side now.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know those Kentucky boys, fast horses, tough guys are ugly women, or pretty women, fast horses, that's right. And Bob's neither, not a fast horse or a pretty woman. Yeah, you know, the competition down here, back in our day, which would have been, you know, through the 60s and 70s, there were so many territories and the depth of talent everywhere. I mean, you continue to learn. I don't care if you've been in this business 10 years or 10 months. There was something to learn. And again, as I mentioned earlier, when Bob came down here, this was a great learning ground for him. The Fields brothers that he got a chance to work with, and some of the great old timers from throughout the South. And wrestling is a tradition. Well, you know, we're here for the Gulf Coast Reunion. And gosh, it's just something that none of us would miss. And Bob now is obviously not wrestling, but is a big, intricate part of the Gulf Coast Reunion and part of the administrative force of that.
Right. We look forward every year to coming to the Gulf Coast area for this great reunion. Les is now a great instructor of some of this new talent we're seeing in the wrestling industry today. And Les, it's been my pleasure to know you for a number of years, and thanks for joining us today.
Well, Bobby, it's always been a pleasure. You were a great administrator yourself, and always a pleasure to work with you, and a pleasure to work with Bob Kelly.
Thanks for joining us from the 14th Annual Gulf Coast Wrestling.
There you heard some high praise from some legendary figures in professional wrestling for Cowboy Bob Kelly. Now, let's take a listen to his number one opponent, his number one rival, the fabulous, the wild man, Don Fargo, and his memories of Cowboy Bob Kelly.
We're here with wild man Don Fargo. This is Bobby Simmons at the 14th Annual Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion, and we're reminiscing a little bit about the life and times of Cowboy Bob Kelly, and I've asked Don to join me here. And Don, how about telling me about the first time you ever met Bob Kelly, and maybe tell me what you thought about him.
Well, I'm going to tell you, some of you fans out there, you all love Bob Kelly.
tell you what Bob Kelly was when I met him. He was a referee. He was a referee. And who was Bob Kelly? You know, I was Don Fargo, Wild Man Don Fargo. Who was Bob Kelly? And here Bob Kelly is, comes in here as a referee. Bob Kelly, and they call him Cowboy Bob Kelly. What kind of cowboy was that? I don't even think the guy rode a horse, but I'm going to tell you something. Bob Kelly was a referee, and I had a feud going with Bobby Fields. Me and Bobby Fields just get in that ring and just beat each other to death. And who was the referee? Bob Kelly. And I come to find out Bob Kelly and Fields were friends. And I always lost. Boy, that put a thorn in my side. You know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I leave town, and I go wrestle some up in Yankee Town. And I come back, and Bob Kelly, a big cowboy star, a wrestler. He was a referee. Now he's a wrestler. That burnt me up. I wasn't going to go for that because I couldn't stand him anymore. So every match that man had, it just bugged me so bad, I interfered. I would just interfere to I annoyed him. And I want to do. I want to humiliate him, annoy him, to get him mad enough to me so I can get in the ring with him. Well, I did it. I actually did. I got him. Well, I got him. I'll tell you how I got him. We had a match one time in Pensacola, and I didn't show up. I come in the front door disguised, bought a ticket, sat at ringside. We was in the main event. Bob Kelly was out there. I want Fargo. I want. He got the people going, Fargo, Fargo, stomping their feet, clapping their hands. And I'm sitting at ringside. Nobody knows I'm there. And what happens? He turns his back. That's all I want. Turn your back on me, fool. He turned his back, and I took that stuff off, and people seen who I was. I jumped in the ring, and we fought clean out of that ring, out the front door. Police come down, and, you know, it was just mayhem. But that wasn't the end of it. Anywhere I see him, I wasn't even booked on the card. I would find out he was booked somewhere else. I'd go there. I wasn't booked. And I would just run in the ring and jump on him and pound on him and pound on him until I got my revenge with this referee thing that he caused me with Bobby Fields. Well, this built up to a big thing, to where we got a feud all the time. One time he was interviewed on TV, it was a stupid thing, but I mean, back then it was great. He had a big box of mail, fan mail, and he was proud. He's out there reading these letters. And I said, boy, that's the stupidest thing I ever seen in my life. So I went out and took the box, dumped on his head, made him look like a fool, and tore his letters up in front of him. That really made him mad. Anything I could do to make him mad was great. That's what I wanted. But I made him so mad that made Bob Kelly. Here I am trying to defeat him, and the more I tried to defeat him, the bigger star he became. So that he became Bob Kelly, Cowboy Bob Kelly at that. I tell you the truth, I think he'd come from Yankee Town. But he was a good wrestler. I won't put that away from him, but I could always beat him.
We're here with Don Fargo. Bob Kelly, sounds like you might ought to watch out. He may still be lurking in the background.
There you heard from the wild man himself, Don Fargo, and his memories of Bob Kelly. And we have lost both of them in the last couple of years. And it's programs like this and the work of men like Scott Teal writing books and Michael Norris doing the Gulf Coast tribute website to keep the history alive. And Bob Kelly's last year at the Mobile Reunion was 2014 as he passed before the 2015 reunion came along. But something happened there that night, very special. And I want to thank my wife, Misty, who makes sure she documents as much as the Gulf Coast reunion each year with audio and video, because she knows it means so much to people like me and people like Bobby Simmons and everyone else that makes these reunions so special and makes them what they are. So what I want to do is I want to play you some audio right now of Bob Kelly being inducted into the Lee Fields Gulf Coast Wrestling Hall of Fame, and Mr. Kelly had no idea that this was coming.
So I'd like to introduce our first honoree. He doesn't know we're doing this yet, but it's Cowboy Bob Kelly.
for putting this up. Thank you, Cowboy, for all you've done. God knows if anyone there deserves it, sir. It's you.
I had fun with this. Just 2 hours ago, I went up to Bob and I said, why aren't you in the whole thing? He said, I told him I did not want to do it. He said, by the way, he says, this isn't about me. This is about the guys. Well, maybe next year. I said, well, I'm going to see if we can get that done next year. Now I work all that, that I talked about, ring carrying, ring jackets, being a referee, a wrestler, he's done every one of those things, but he did it with excellence. And he came down here to the Gold Coast. That I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He was a member of the high school wrestling team in Louisville, wrestled on the U.S. Marine Corps team when he was in the service in the early 50s. He began his career carrying the ring jackets. He was trained for a pro career by Wee Willie Davis and Doug Kinslow, and he turned pro in 1959. After several years, he moved to Mobile and became a legend in this area. I want to tell you one thing. A lot of people don't. Now, I've heard other people say that thought he was pushing the topics. Bob did not have success handed to him by Lee Fields or anybody else. He refereed for several years, and most of the time, once he started wrestling, he was in the opening match. For the first 3 years he was here, second match. He watched during that time, he listened, and he learned his trade well. And when I say watched and listened, I don't mean he watched and listened to the wrestling, he watched and listened to the fans. He found out what it was, the fans were mobile one. Every territory is different. A few highlights of his career. His first match here, he lost to Rip Carson. You remember Rip Carson was Dick Murdoch. Before he started using that name. His first time in the main event, October 19, 1966. Don Carson and Max Eor wrestled to a no contest with Bobby Fields and Cowboy Bob Kelly. And it wasn't until July 8, 1970, 6 years after he came to Mobile, that he won the Gulf Coast title for the first time from the Blue Yankees, Smith. His last match, I'm correct on this, November 3rd in Mobile, November 30th, 1976, he wrestled Ward Ravens, and he was on the second match of the night. And besides wrestling, he was an active rodeo competitor, drove a stock car, correct way around the track. And after he retired from wrestling, he and his wife, Chris, got their real estate license and sold real estate. For 5 years in a row, from 78 to 82, they sold $1 million in real estate. Today, he owns a successful record service, and he also spends countless hours working and planning on the Gulf Coast Wrestling Reunion and serves as president of the board of directors. The reason we're here now is because of Lee Fields. But the reason it's continued since we've lost Lee is because of this man right here. Thank you. So this time I'm like, Paul, do you have the plaque? I'd like to present this award. Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known by all present. This is what it says on the flag. I'm going to read them all. I'll read this one. Let it be known by all present that Cowboy Bob Kelly, with outstanding achievements for wrestling, on this day, March 8, 2014, been inducted into the Lee Fields Gulf Coast Wrestling Hall of Fame Award.
Hall of Famer, he would have built one himself. I just kept on, and I kept on. And I didn't have the money, actually, to do all this by myself. But one day, I mean, the guy's not here tonight, but I wish he was here. He'd probably hear him off. But he was a big wrestling fan, and we were just sitting around talking about wrestling, and he was asking me about this guy and that guy. And I don't know how I got into it, anyway. I said, there's one thing I didn't want to do ever since Dick Fields passed away, is build a Hall of Fame for him and put him in it and put the guys in it that work for him that need to be there. And he said, where are you going to do this at? I said, well, I'm hoping we can do it out of Speedway. And he said, well, find the place, I'll build it for you. I like to come over. I went out and talked to Ida, and I told her, I said, now this guy's going to build one, and there won't be no rinky dink place. It's going to be a place that they'd be proud of. She finally agreed. And Martin Parker came out here and his crew got this Hall of Fame in here. And I'm just so proud. And Lee, there's no way to explain what Lee meant to me to start with. And my wife, Chris, you know, I had Lee for 35 years, and I had Chris 55, and I lost them both. And this place here was Chris Orbitz, too. And she was lived long enough to see it last year, but she's not here tonight. She's up there. She's watching. And you know, as he said, you know, this place is Bob Kelly because of me, it's because of you that we got this reunion. If it wasn't for you guys, there wouldn't be no reunion. If it wasn't for the wrestlers that put me over, you wouldn't even be talking about this. And the guys that put me over is the guys that need to be in this Hall of Fame. And that's what I was trying to do, is get all of the guys that worked for me when I booked here. I've booked here for 10 years for Lee. I never had a bit of problem with anybody. The troublemakers that they used to talk about in other territories come here, and they never give us a bit of trouble. We made money with everybody that came through here. And I just want to thank everybody tonight for being here. And this is not going to be a fly-by-night thing. What I want to do while I'm up here, and able to talk straight. And Lee knew he was going to die. He got us together, his brothers, Ida, me, Chris, everybody, and said, look, that reunion's going good. I want you to keep that reunion going. I want you to promise me that you're not going to let that reunion die just because I do. I want to get a commitment out of you guys. We're getting down close to the nitty-gritty. There ain't too many of us old guys left to keep this thing going. There's new guys here, but this reunion needs to keep going. I want you all to give me a commitment that if something happens to me, that you will not let this reunion die. Somebody step up. Every time somebody passed away, then people will step up. When Ann Bowman passed away, somebody stepped up. When Florence passed away, somebody stepped up. When Chris passed away, somebody stepped up. And somebody needs to step up when I pass away. So I want everybody in here to tell me straight out, are you going to keep this reunion going or not?
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I want to know. Thank you all.
There you heard just a little bit of not only Bob Kelly, the professional wrestler, but Bob Kelly, the man. And I hope you also understand why these reunions are so important to some of us. On the next episode, I'm going to play some more rare audio from the Gulf Coast Wrestlers Reunion. If you're a member, I hope to see you there in March, and I pray and hope that this reunion can keep going on and on. If you're in pro wrestling and you've never been there before, shame on you. Get a hold of me on my Twitter, on my Facebook, or email me at kingofkingsport@gmail.com, and I will send you the information. Thanks for listening, and until next time, Do You Want to Be a Wrestler Kid?
Thanks for listening, everyone, and make sure you tune in next week of a brand new episode of Do You Want to Be a Wrestler Kid Radio. Also, make sure you check out KMPSport.com for books, DVDs, pictures, and more.